We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, this is the human voice of your local announcer. And thereby, with a show ready to go, what am I talking about? It's time now for the food show. It's as simple as that. I don't know. How could it be made any simpler? But that's what we do. We talk about the food scene in New Orleans, and we cover the entire food scene. So if you're talking about something that you cooked at home back when you were about 14 years old and you were proud of it, or whether you have become the chef of a major organization right here in New Orleans with a great chef and all the stars and all of that, and you still like all of that, well, you know, it's all one piece of one big process, and that is to find the really great food and to tell everybody else about it, and that's what I'm here for. And that's why I mentioned also that we are looking for it, too. So if you love to eat, you can take it to the bank that everybody else you know also loves going to the not the bank, I was going to say that, but actually we could have both. I guess there's nothing that stops us there. Our telephone number is 260-1870. The last couple of shows, we have really had some lively thoughts about a whole bunch of things. I think too many to just dive into. But I would ask you if you could take a look at what you're planning on doing over the weekend, if anything. Enjoying yourself. It's going to be a prizzy time. A lot of things going on, some of which you'll figure out and some of them you won't. But please take a few minutes out of us and talk to us, because we get a lot of action out of this, of just finding for people some dishes that they might not have ever have known. Any of those things. So 260-1870 is the telephone number. Simple enough. Yeah. Let's see, what do we have going? What's going on out there right now, other than the holiday stuff? You know, there was an item in the news just heard talking about travel on the road. There was giving some authority, I think it might have been the AAA, talking about the kinds of food that people eat while they're driving around. We actually got into that very subject a couple of weeks ago on the New Orleans menu website where I live, and we got to talking about certain. I'll give you an example. There's a number of parts of the country, mostly in the South, and mostly it seems to me in Texas and also in other parts of the South, that it's called Whataburger. I think I get this right. Watta Burger. I can't quite get it. But it's a really big hit in all of the places where it shows up. And, you know, it's we've been talking about this a lot on the show. And what we keep coming over towards is, boy, there are a lot of different major chains of hamburger outfits out there. And one wonders, how can we eat that many hamburgers? Now, my wife has always given me grief to the effect that it's because everybody loves hamburgers, stupid, and we carry it on to the point where we start laughing. But that is true, but there's a lot of other stuff out there that, in fact, some people don't eat at all. So who knows? But anyway, I guess what I'm asking you for is, when you're out on the road, heading for wherever, you know, you left New Orleans this morning, you're headed towards Dallas. Next day after that, you're going to go to Amarillo and go to the steak. Wait, that place has an interesting name. Texas, it says Tex. I think it's just Tex, T-E-X. Anyway, there's this in Amarillo. There is this outfit that makes you this offer, and that is that you can eat, if you can eat a 72-ounce steak with all the things that go with such a steak dinner, which would be like all the baked potatoes and all the bread, the coleslaw, the baked potato, and all that. If you can eat all of it, you get it for free. And they are legendary because they have billboard posters all over that half of the South and Southwest. And free hamburgers. Free, actually, no, wait, forget the hamburgers. Free steaks. And that's their big deal. Anybody ever try to do that? I did try because I felt like it was something as a food writer that I had to do to show off that maybe I could get through one of those. Of course, I couldn't. It was ridiculous. There was a guy who did it while I was there, though, so I could prove that it actually did happen. I watched him eat it. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that we kept hitting the road on. And my wife, who has a taste for such places, up to a point anyway, we were just having a lot of fun with that. But my question is, when you go traveling in your car, and this is one of the holidays that gets a lot of car traffic, what kind of place do you like to go? Are there specific road restaurants that you like to go to that you don't even bother with going in with anybody else because you'd like this a lot bit better? Or, as we dig into other things that we can talk about, anything you want to talk about, no matter what it is, no matter whether it was that guy who overcharged you for the restaurant charge a couple of weeks ago, or for the guy who sings with every table that he sets up, and you wish he wouldn't sing, you know, it would be a little bit easier. We would love to hear from you. Is there any chance that anybody is listening right now? Not likely. Okay. Well, somebody give us a call. 260-1870. 260-1870. Call right now. You'll get right here. And we'd love to talk with you about your food scene. Everybody's got a different one. And we've been playing around with that quite a lot. So we've already got a lot of them in the bag. But to you, please feel free to let us know what you've been eating, what's been really great. I'm sorry, who? Oh, okay. Our program is sponsored by the Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys goes back to 1977. I know that to be a fact because I was driving in front of the place on Veterans Highway in 1975. And the reason I knew that is that the guy who owned the place was also in the same class as me in high school. So I knew what kind of guy he was, and I knew he wouldn't put a rotten, terrible poor boy sandwich out. And, in fact, I ate one there on the spot. And he did indeed. He just put it right away, but it was a great thing. And when I heard years later that he had started now it's getting to be a chain. There are three of them, I think, four maybe, of Paran's Poor Boys. And it brings all of this fresh product to your front door or to your car or to wherever it is that you're doing some eating. So that's the story on them. They have these locations, the original 3939 Veterans Highway. They put another one out there in Kenner and Louise and Kenner and around in Metairie. That one is on West Esplanade, just off Williams Boulevard. And then their newest one is Uptown, believe it or not. They are right across the street from the Upper Line restaurant and a totally different kind of a place. And on Britannia Street, that's the place to look. All of this is at Paran's Poor Boys, 3939 Veterans Highway. Always good stuff. You know, I'll tell you why they're good. It's very simple. They buy great ingredients. They cook everything in-house. They don't open up a jar and throw it at you. I would never send you to Who's next? Ricky, welcome to the food show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing swell. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Okay, I'm calling because I got invited to go to Couchon's. And I've never been there, so I just want to know what do you suggest?
Well, it's a Cajun restaurant, top to bottom, and you will recognize that the minute you cast your first eyes on the menu. They have a lot of smoked things. They are into barbecue pretty big, but they do a lot of other stuff too. They make their own sausages, and a lot of other smoked dishes, and etouffees. It's not a corny Cajun kind of approach to it. It's a little bit toned down, but the quality is terrific, and it's run by one of the best people in the business locally, Donald Link, and he's got five restaurants now, I think. It might even be another one beyond that by now. Yeah, it is okay. Worth your while. Yeah.
All right, sounds good, and I have a report of a really good hamburger. Really good hamburger.
Here we go. Tell me. You can be the first hamburger of the day.
Beach Corner.
The Beach Corner.
Yes. Canal.
On Canal, right next to
corner.
The, right at the corner, and also right at the corner of the cemetery. I mean, immediately.
That
next
is
door.
Correct.
You know, but they have always had a good hamburger in that place. As far back as I remember, I was eating them mostly in college. I put one down once a week or so.
Yes. I usually split one with my wife and get sweet potato fries, and that's all we can eat.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know how you can eat a burger and then anything else. But you did it.
I know.
Hey.
All righty. Thank you.
See you later. It's the Food Show. We will return with more of our little get-together in just a moment after. First, please, this. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about the food of our city. And no limits on this. If you want to talk about a hamburger you had a long time ago, go right ahead. Or about, you know what, something came up last night with my wife and I. We went back and forth on the subject of going out to have Chinese food. And because we couldn't come to a maxim, we just decided we couldn't do it, so we went to somewhere else. Isn't that nice? 260-1870. Our waiting on the call here is Johnny. Johnny, welcome to the Food Show.
Happy New Year, Tom.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Thank you for calling in.
All right. I'm calling to get a restaurant report from you. I was the guy that called you about that new restaurant on Highway 22 called The Crazy Pig.
I was in there
this morning on weekends. They're packed. And then Amanda told me you came by last week. I'm just curious to what you thought of it.
I did, and I had a breakfast there, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a cute place. I had one complaint about the place, and that was they were playing a lot of music in there, and they were turning the volume up really loud. And okay, if it's at 10 o'clock at night, all right, but not at 8 in the morning. You just my brain can't take it. I'm just not strong enough.
Well, I'm a widower. I live about a mile from there, and I go there two or three times a week, and I really enjoy it. So I was just curious what you thought. I understand you sang a song there.
Oh, I'll always sing a song if I have even a vague chance of getting it sung.
I enjoy it. I hope you can go back and enjoy it again.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yeah, it's
right in the
direction. Okay, thank you. It's the Food Show. Tim joins us over here on the green phone. Tim, welcome.
Howdy, sir.
Hello there, partner.
Sir, I have a kind of funny question. I hope you guys don't think it to be ostentatious, but I grew up with cheeses in my life. And I want to know, is there a place in town where you can get some good, hot, melted, with a beautiful, moldy, brie and some great bread to spread the brie on and just sit out in a beautiful patio area or something, enjoy brie, your bread, and some wine?
Yeah, well, I've got one for you. First of all, I got to tell you that my first reaction to this was, what is he talking about, taking all these great cheeses and then melting them? In my opinion, and you, of course, are in line for your own figuration on this, cheese ought to just about always be eaten at room temperature, or else you the flavors aren't there the way they should be. But that's okay. You can do it your way. The place I would send you to is called St. James. It's in the Warehouse District, about two blocks away from Emeralds. Chapatoulas, right there at Girard. Wait a minute, that's impossible. Anyway, they're right in that neighborhood, and they have a cafe, and just about the only thing they have is cheese.
And it's a
really great assortment of things, and it comes from all parts of the world. It's local. It's from a long way away, and you know, and they have the little accompaniments that you want to have if you're eating a lot of cheese.
Oh, I know, sir. I just love bread, cheese, and wine, and gosh, it's such a delicious appetizer, as it were. But like I said, the brie, just to be warmed, you know. But
yeah,
I like it when it has that beautiful, you know, the brie comes with that shell, as it were, on it, the cover, the I don't know what you call it. Maybe you, obviously you must. But yeah, when it gets kind of moldy and you get that great scent just delicious.
I know it all too well, yeah. But anyway, try that St. James and see if you don't like it. We have to go as an update from CBS News, and then we'll be right back with more of the food show. So don't go away and stay here and talk to me. Thank you. Welcome back. It's the second course of the food show here with me, Tom Fitzmaurice. And all we do is talk about food around here, and I don't mind. I hope you don't mind. And if you do mind, go ahead and call me anyway and tell us all about it, and we'll figure it out. And then you might have something to be put ahead of you that would be something fabulous, fabulous to eat. Let's see, we've got a couple of people hanging around here. Michael, come on in. Have a seat. Or stand if you want.
How are you doing, Tom?
I'm swell.
Love your show. I got a question for you. I live in Mandeville. Is there any place in Mandeville or Beta Springs or Covington that has all soul food, like stewed turkey necks, greens, backbones, and stuff like that?
I don't know of any, but that's the kind of thing that if you go to a butcher shop and say, hand them that list and say, can you get me all of this? I'll order it ahead of time, and then you can pick it up a couple days later. But just about any supermarket that has a good deli, and I better say, there are some, I just lost my track there for a second. But if a butcher shop that can't produce things like that, then he ought to get to work and figure out how it works.
Yeah, anyway, if they had to New Orleans. What about New Orleans wine and spirits? Don't they have stewed rabbit and
They do. On Thursdays, and they get it started right when they open at about 11:30. And if you want to have it, make sure you get there pretty much as soon as they open, because they sell out every single one of those rabbits just about every week.
It's on the Thursday, right?
It's Thursday is the day, and they do it for both lunch and dinner, and they have it at all three of their dinners because they have three locations around. The one you're probably wanting to go to is...
It's on Boston Street, but next to Coffee Rainy.
On Boston Street, that's exactly right, yeah.
And, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks
a lot. It's good to have a decent show you can listen to, you know, instead of just trash that's on the radio all the time.
What could I do to make it less than decent? we'll give it a try. Lewis joins us over here on the blue phone.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing great. Nice hearing from you today.
Yeah. Getting back, I guess it was the start of your show talking about Whataburgers. I'm on the road quite a bit, and mainly in Texas, it seems. Anyway, yes, the hamburgers or cheeseburgers are very good, you know, at the Whataburgers. But I'm telling you, the best thing I find is in the morning at what they call taquitos, which is a tortilla. Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you can see them, they cook. Well, you can have it with egg, cheese, either bacon, sausage, or chorizo. Or if you don't want meat, you can put potato in it. But they heat each one of the tortillas. I mean, you can see them heating it up on the grill.
Yeah.
And it's about, I think, 275 or something like that. But, boy, I mean, you see it making it right there. And over in Texas, of course, taquitos and kolaches are a big deal, especially for the morning hours. I'm not that crazy about kolaches. That's kind of a brought over by the Czechs that...
I'm glad you brought that up, because every now and then somebody calls me and they ask me about that, but they're not asking me so they can go buy it and eat it themselves. They want to know if there's any place that they can go to completely avoid these things.
Kolaches
and all that.
It's stuffed bread. And yeah, a lot of people are crazy about them. I mean, it's real fresh. That's what's good. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't like fresh baked bread, but I'm not that crazy about it. And I don't see him over. Once you get over in Texas, you see him. And really,
everywhere, in Houston thing. Especially.
Yeah, but anyway, but really, they call them taquitos at Whataburger, and I mean, I think that's better than the ham. I mean. Anyway, the other thing I was going to ask you about, I haven't spoken to you in a while. I don't get, you know, these, I guess, restaurant type fads. There's two things. I don't get to deal with pork belly. And the other thing is.
You're running late on that one.
Well, I just can't.
I just don't see
what the big deal is.
I feel that way, but it can be done. I've had some that's really good, and I've had some that was just a mess of grease.
Well, I've seen some that are quite thick, and I was at a particular restaurant. I had all these people talking, and that's what they were talking about, how good the pork belly was. And I didn't think it was, I mean, just a big piece of bacon. But anyway, the other thing is, mainly in seafood restaurants, is like, octopus, and it'll be grilled
octopus.
And so what I'm getting at, it's like okay, but for the price, and I don't find the taste isn't distinctive at all. It's just like no taste almost, except for, you know, whatever sauce they're basting it with, things like that. But anyway, they make a big deal out of it. I just don't see what the fuss is.
Maybe that's just me. I'm
pretty
much with you about that. It's just one of those things that never caught on around here. But it was incredibly hot about 10 years ago is when it really started popping around. The guy who really showed it off was Donald Link, who we mentioned a few minutes ago.
Octopus or pork belly?
He would have that kind of thing on who knows what. I mean, he's doing an Italian restaurant now, and he's doing
a bunch
of things. Probably he does not have octopus. I rethink that.
But
here's the deal. It's Mexican, Caribbean, South Central American. That's where you find that. And it's all about the marination of the meat or the other vegetables that go into it, and then it kind of sits there and just kind of absorbs itself. It's hard to figure out what that process is, but I like it okay.
Well, anyway.
It's not one of my huge favorite things to eat, but not a bad one.
Yeah, kind of like that, but anyway. Well, all right.
Thanks
for a lot.
See you.
Okay.
You are listening to The Food Show, and boy, we could sure love a talk with you, because I can give you some ideas that maybe you have never looked at before, and I can share you a few yourself. And, in fact, I'm kind of looking forward to that second thing. All right, we'll be back with more of The Food Show after first, please, this. Hello there. Welcome back. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and Stephen is here. Stephen?
Yes.
Yes.
I have two pieces of ribs, about small pieces, about 4x6 each. They are beef ribs. I have never grilled ribs before.
Bones still on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, for me, I would go, this is my practically my favorite way of cooking all kinds of steaks. Let me make sure, this is steaks we're talking about, right?
No, ribs.
Ribs, I know, yeah, but depending on where you're cutting it from, the ribs might be right there. But anyway, this is it beef or pork?
Beef.
Beef, okay. What I like to do is, no matter what the size is, and whether you've got it on a bone or not, sear it off like crazy in a really hot oven, or if you've got a grill going out, if you've got something else going that uses all that heat, put a little crust on the outside. Then take it out and then put it in the oven at about at about 225 or thereabouts, and let it go for about maybe 20, 25 minutes. And then you'll have a real juicy inside, and you'll have a very crusty outside. And then just go for it. Rib racks, which is basically where this comes from, they're so tender. They've got a lot of fat on them. But you don't really need to add a lot to them. They're in pretty good shape when they get to you.
Okay, what if I would like to do this on a grill?
Do it on a grill, but same story, just different way, different approach. You can do it either this way or that way. So you take a steak that's about maybe an inch thick. You put this on the hot grill. You keep your eyes on it. When it starts getting a little crusty around the edges, you pull it up, you turn it over, and then you bring the heat down quite a lot, down to, as I say, about 250 thereabouts, and then let it cook another 20, 25 minutes until it's as juicy as you want. At this point, you figure out whether you want rare, medium rare, and just take her out and eat her. And about the only other thing you need to do is put a little more salt than you ordinarily would put, and maybe a little more black pepper, but I'm more into salt.
Okay, just one last question. This is weird, but the tradition of my wife's family for doing ribs, even on a grill, was to always parboil them.
I hate that idea. That's a terrible idea. In my opinion, that just takes all the you know, really earthy kind of flavors come out of that. That doesn't work for me.
Okay,
some people
do it though.
Everybody's got a different way of doing it. Now, it could be, if the temperature that they set for that is like 250 or less, well then, yeah, you can do it, but you'll be sitting there watching it for about, you know, for hours. But that's okay. That will work. It's, as a matter of fact, they have a name for it. It's called sous vide.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
okay.
I hope that added anything to your life there.
Yeah, you certainly have. You certainly have, to my knowledge base, and you gave me a big tip, too. Thank you very much.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much for saying that. Michael is here on the blue phone. Michael.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, welcome.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'm going to come on in there. You don't mind. Yeah.
Have a seat. Yeah, right over there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, okay, I'll have a seat, yeah. No, I just want to tell you a little story. You know, back in 1983, I mean, I've lived on the North Shore all my life, but when I got out of high school, I was working for a guy. We was doing work over there. We was renovating a big building on St. Charles Avenue, about a block and a half from Lee Circle. And there was a little Asian store about two blocks down the road down there. You could walk behind the, you know, go towards the east, and there was an Asian store, and they had some little fried egg rolls in the morning time. We used to walk down there and get us a little, you know, a little thing of fried. That was the best thing. I mean, I don't know, it's in little stores like that back, you know, that's when the World Fair was coming to town in 84. So
oh, okay, so yeah, There was a lot of that.
Well, he was trying to upgrade his building because there was a lot of people going to be looking for places to rent and, you know, live and stuff with the World Fair in town. So, yeah. But I just want, I mean, that was the best. I mean, why do they call them egg rolls? There ain't no eggs in them, but I mean.
No, that's right. And they're not rolled either. Well, yeah, they can be, I guess.
But that little Asian woman, she would deep fry them, and we'd walk down in the morning time about 8 or 9 o'clock and get us about 3 or 4 of them with some little sweet and stuff. But that was the best breakfast they were.
If you ever go to China or Thailand or any place like that and find the areas where everybody is selling everything else, you'll understand this completely. That's all they do is sell stuff over there, and it's wonderful. So anyway, well, thank you for the call, and we'll be back with more in a moment. But first, if you will, this. Hi, welcome back. It's The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. We are here for a full 3 hours today, so we've got lots of time to spend together. Tomorrow we have two more, so hope you're with us. This tells you something about New Orleans, doesn't it? Find me another place anywhere in America that has a radio show devoted to eating. WWL Radio New Orleans, WWL FM HD1, Kenner, New Orleans.